Sugya is actually the previous sugya. So we left off in the last sugya talking a little bit about some of the similarities and differences between two mitzvahs, which don't seem to be too similar. One is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and one is the mitzvah of Pirei Berivya. What connected, what potentially linked the sugyas was the question of the Shekes Aryeh. Shekes Aryeh in the Sefer Terei Evin in Rosh Hashanah raised the question, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kav Ches, the Gemara tells us that if a Shaita eats chametz, if he gets healed later that night, he has to repeat the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah of B'Shas P'tur doesn't register. Why is that any different? Who has children, will we pass in Halacha, that he need not perform the mitzvah of Perivir anymore. He was Yatsi, presumably he was Yatsi, the mitzvah of Perivir. That was the Shaila that the Shekes Aryeh raised. So the Emma says, we didn't even mention the Shekes Aryeh's Terech. Shekes Aryeh has a big chiddush. He claims that when the Gemara says that the guy who had children is Yaitzi Pervarivya, he's not really Yaitzi the mitzvah, he's potter for the mitzvah. Because since he fulfilled Shevet Lamaisi, physically brought kids into the world, so the mitzvah somehow doesn't speak to him anymore. But was he really Yaitzi the mitzvah? He wasn't Yaitzi the mitzvah. It was a big chiddush. The Pashup Shad, the Gemara said, he's Mamash Yaitzi the mitzvah. So we quoted last week from the Minchas Chinuch that the reason why he's Yaitzi the mitzvah is because Pervarivya is a very, very different mitzvah than other mitzvahs. Because Pirei Berivya doesn't really have a Maisa mitzvah to it. The Maisa of Bia is not a Maisa mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is not Maisa. The mitzvah is a Matzav. Having children in the world that are your children, halachically your children, that's considered to be the mitzvah. So therefore, it doesn't make any sense to talk about being Potter B'Shas Maisa if there is no Maisa mitzvah to speak of. That was the thrust of the Minchas Chinuch. So that yisod of the Minchas Chinuch, which again, not everyone agrees with, there's a taste against it, but that very, very famous yisod of Minchas Chinuch, it's Aleph, that sets the stage for the next question as to the relation between Pirei Berivya and Matzah, in a little bit of a different sense. So Yadua Mefursim, there's a very, very famous sugya in the beginning of the third parak of Masechet Sukkah about mitzvah babi aveira. What is it doing in the third parak of Sukkah? Because the Mishnah starts off with the lulav gozel posel. If you steal a lulav, you steal one of the dalaminim, and you try to be yaitz in the midst of dalaminim, you're not going to be yaitz. It's lulav gozel is posel. So the Gemara says, why is the lulav gozel posel? So the Gemara says very simply, because lachem l'kachtam lachem mayam arishan. The Torah says that the lulav, the esrog, the das and rubs have to belong to you. So if it's stolen, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the guy who I stole it from. Unless maybe I was koneh with the kid in Shida, with Yisha. Those are complicated sukkah slash mavakama issues, how I can or cannot be koneh davra gozel. But if nothing happens, just stop the fact that I steal something, I steal a car, it doesn't make the car belong to me, it still belongs to the original owner. So if I steal a lulav from somebody, the lulav is still his lulav, so it's not called lachem. So Gemara says, that makes sense on the first day of Sukkot, but what about on the subsequent days of Sukkot? We know there's a mitzvah to shake lulav even after the first day. So it's unclear, as the Machlokes Rishonim showed him, is the Gemara talking about the mitzvah d'araisa of taking a lulav and mikdash kol shiva? The Mishnah says that in our Torah, you have to take a lulav on the first day, no matter where you live. And then in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to take it even after the first day of Minatorah. Is that what the Gemara is talking about? Or is the Gemara talking about if Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, if Yechim and Zakeh made a takana that mid the Rabbanon, we have to shake lulav wherever we are at Zech LaMikdash. So there are really three different components, three different aspects of the mitzvah of lulav. There's lulav d'araisa and Yom Rishon b'chol ha'olam. There's lulav d'araisa koshiva b'mikdash. And then there's lulav d'rabbanon koshiva chutz l'mikdash. So which part is the Gemara talking about? Not clear. Big b'chalings of Rishonim, another time, another place. But the Gemara raises the question, I understand why lulav ha'gozel is possible on the first day, because it's not lachem. After the first day, there is no din of lachem. So why is lulav ha'gozel possible? So the Gemara suggests that maybe the reason why it's possible is because of mitzvah babi aveira. Even though there is no din of lachem, so if I borrow lulav after the first day, maybe that would be okay. But if I steal a lulav, that's a whole different disqualification called the mitzvah babi aveira. How do you know? Where did that come from? How do you know mitzvah babi aveira and not yotzei? So Gemara quotes a pasuk. The problem is the pasuk that the Gemara quotes is not a pasuk in Chumash. It is a pasuk of where? Anyone know? It's a pasuk of Malachi. Vaveisim gozel b'sechus iver. Gemara quotes a pasuk tucked away at the end of Navi, almost the last Navua, and all of Navua is the Navi Malachi. And there, the Gemara sees a remes in that pasuk that you can't bring a korban hagozel. So comes the Gemara and says, you see from that pasuk that there's a concept, why can't you bring a korban that's stolen? Because the mitzvah babi aveira. So too, you can't shake a lulav. Even if there's no din of lachem, there's an additional halacha called mitzvah babi aveira. At kan debi Gemara. So that Gemara is a very, very loaded Gemara. Very, very strange Gemara. Again, this is part of a general strange issue. Whenever the Gemara quotes Pesukim from Navi or Ksuvim to express halacha, it's always very, very challenging what exactly that means. But that's where the Gemara leaves us hanging. Of Tess of Laman in the beginning of the third paragraph of Masechta Sukkah, there's a psul called Mitzvah Babiyadei. If that's the case, so that the Birchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph raises a red flag once again about the Mitzvah Purva Rivia. There's a Gemara in the second paragraph of Yevamos where the Gemara discusses if a person does a terrible aveira, he's bala erva. He is mezana with his sister, with his mother. Terrible issues. It's a terrible thing. He violates the Gili Arayas. And Nebuch, the woman becomes a pregnant. So that child is a mamzer. So with all the terrible ramifications, the consequences of being a mamzer. But the Mishnah says, even though that child is a mamzer, but he's still his child. And therefore, chayv ha-makos v'kir losoy. That if this child goes ahead and hits his father, this child curses his father, so that's called Maka Avimo, that's called Makala Avimo. The Gemara just has a shaila, whether, to what degree that is through those Yisurim apply if the father is such a Bala Veira. That's a sugi of the Gemara about, is that the full-fledged Issu? Again, that's another time, another place. But the Ikaron, the Mishnah says, B'no L'choldover. That's the Lashon HaMishnah, that Abala Erva is B'no L'choldover. So the Rishonim assumed that if the Chazal used the phrase B'no L'choldover, that means he could be Yaitzei Purva with that child as well. So here, it's a terrible thing. You have this guy, I'm a Shunadik guy, I'm a Nuvaldik guy. He's Bazar with his sister, and he brings a boy into the world. Bazar with his sister brings a girl into the world. And he's Yaitzei the Mitzvah, Purva Rivia. He just brought Nebuch Tumam Zerim into the world, and the Mishnah, the Rishonim interprets his Mishnah to mean, B'no L'choldover, he's Taka Yaitzei the Mitzvah, approval, B'lus Aretz. So comes Birchas Chinuch and says, "Ein lecha mitzvah b'aver k'dayla b'zu." He violated chinuch akaris. Not like a guy violates gazela. Here he violated chinuch akaris. He's chayav some of the arise. He's chayav misbezes. Chayav karis. So how is it possible to be yaitzir mitzvah? What happened to the klal of mitzvah b'aver? So the Birchas Chinuch says, according to my yisoid, it makes a lot of sense. Mitzvah b'aver means that any ma'isa mitzvah that's done through the violation of an aveira doesn't count. It doesn't register as a ma'isa mitzvah. An action that's associated with an aveira can't turn around and say, "Oh, I was mekayem a mitzvah with." So says b'chaschina p'med devam amurim. It's a sheik alulav. So in the process, my ma'isa of sheik alulav is linked to the ma'isa of gezela. So that's considered to be a lach of the tilsul. I didn't fulfill the mitzvah lutul. That's learned out from this pesukim of the Navi Malachi. Whereas by Minchas Chinuch, by Piruvu says the Minchas Chinuch, so we'll cancel your Maisa. Okay, so we'll cancel your Maisa. Machbatli, we'll cancel your Maisa. Remember, Minchas Chinuch says, so it is, that by Piruvu is different, that you don't need a Maisa HaMitzvah. There is no Maisa HaMitzvah, it's just a Matzah. At the end of the day, he has children. At the end of the day, there's children. He's a Malaveiris, Chav Kars, Chav Mis. That's irrelevant to the discussion whether he was Yaitzeh Mitzvah Piruvu. That's a famous Yisrael in Minchas Chinuch. So the same way that Minchas Chinuch uses his yisoid, that Purva Rivia is not a mice, it's a matzav, that offsets the Turiyev, the Shagasai's kasha from doing a mitzvah shas p'tur. The identical yisoid he uses to explain why the concern of mitzvah b'aveira doesn't apply. So this Minchas Chinuch is again very, very questionable. We're not at all convinced that everybody buys into this idea that Purva Rivia is not a mice, shal mitzvah. In fact, we had a Taisus, I think we referenced the Taisus Gittin at Memal, Machatzi Eben, right? We spoke about this on Thursday, no? Where Taisus asked the Kasha, why don't we say, Yavi Esibir Chalosese, when the person was a Chatziyev and Chatzibim Chayrin, let the mitzvah Purva Rivia be Deichad Alav LeYakodesh. So Taisus throws their hands up and says, it's not exactly Be'idna. It's not simultaneous. The Gemara says it has to be simultaneous. Why is it not simultaneous? So Taisus dug up the following story. Taisus says that to violate the Isra of being Bola Shivcha, being developed to an Eved, that follows the regular rules of Maisabiya, and the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that Hara is Dino Kibiyah. Even the very beginning of penetration, that's considered to be already a Maisabiya in Halacha. So the Lav of Lo'liyah Kaddish, Barang Shivcha, Barang Eved, that's violated at the very beginning of the Maisabiya, whereas the Mitzvah Purva is not going to be performed there, because she's never going to become pregnant from that. That'll only be performed when they reach Gemara Bibi. It's Maitzi Zera, so at that point, then she can potentially become pregnant. So that's the point of the Mitzvah Purva Rivia. So Taisa says it's off by 10 seconds. Taisa says that's not called Be'idna, and therefore there's no Esed Dachalos to say. So according to Birchas Chinuch, the question didn't even get off the ground. According to Birchas Chinuch, what can Esed Dachalos to say? The Esed Dachalos to say, there's a break of 10 years. The Mitzvah Purva Rivia is an ongoing mitzvah. Nothing to do with the Maisa Bia. Maisa Bia is nothing, is zero. So that's the Esed Dachalos to say. So the fact that Taisa even asked the Kasha and bothered to split hairs in terms of finding a 10-second delay to explain why it's not Esed Dachalos to say, does that mean that the Taisa didn't buy this Birchas Chinuch? So we don't want to just hide behind this Mechus Chida. It's a nice Tikkun Torah with Mechus Chida, but we don't want to hide behind it totally. We have to concede that there are many, many who disagree with the Mechus Chida. So if you don't accept the Mechus Chida, if you really believe that Peruv Rivi is a Maisa, a Mitzvah, so then Hadu Kush L'Duchta, so why is there no Mitzvah Bavi Aveira? Why is that not a concern when it comes to the Mitzvah of Peruv Rivi? So part of that answer may be connected to another question, which is now why we ended up bringing this back to Sugis of Pesachim. A famous discussion in a little bit in the Gemara and then in the Rishonim as to whether Mitzvah Be'aveir plays out when it comes to matzah or not. Is that a factor when we're discussing whether a guy's yaitz in the Mitzvah Be'aftach HaMatzahs? Is there a concern of Mitzvah Be'aveir? Does that issue even appear in Halacha to sugya Mitzvah Be'aveir when it comes to Chilas Matzah? So, Tosfos in a few places, Tosfos Maseches Sukkah, Balei Tosfos Maseches Pesachim, different, some of the Tosfos we have on that page, some of the Tosfos we have, Tosfos Ben Peretz Pesachim, we have Ritvazu quote Balei Tosfos, we have a whole array of opinions in the Balei Tosfos. This seems to have been a very hot issue in France in the 1100s, 1200s, as to, if you look throughout the Gemara Pesachim, you don't get the impression explicitly that Mitzvah Be'aveir plays a role. In fact, if anything, you get the opposite impression. Why is that? So there's a sugya that appears towards the end of the second Berakh of Pesachim, where the Gemara talks about being yaitzei matzah with matzah shel tevel. I have matzah that trumas and ma'isos weren't taken off of properly. So the Mishnah says that if you have matzah shel tevel, so you're not going to be yaitzei the mitzvah. This is very similar to the Mishnah in Brachas that we spoke about a few times this year. When the Mishnah says we eat tevel, you don't bench. So if you remember, the Gemara asked the question in both places, tevel, it's a pshita. So what does the Gemara say? I don't remember. Well, Tzrich, let's talk about Tevel, what? It's only Tevel D'Rabban, Negruin, and Otzitz, She'ed HaNokol. Who remembers? Little Chazar for Brachas. That was the Chayodim's Raya that you bench on something that grows in an Otzitz, She'ed HaNokol. Even though it didn't grow on the Adama, you still bench on it. Because the Gemara says in Pesachim, that the Gemara says in Brachas, that you bench that you can't be Mitzah for Zimun, or maybe because it's also you can't, but Ikaron, if something grows in Otzitz, She'ed HaNokol, the fact that it didn't grow in the soil, the dirt, that's not enough to take you out of the Mitzah benching. So that was the question, the Chayyadim, no, didn't we talk about this year? So Chayyadim raised the question, how is that different than the Rishalmi? The Rishalmi says that you don't say Amaytzi Lechem in Aretz, on things that grow in an Otzit Shed Anachov. So there are some who wanted to argue that Takla Bavli disagrees with Rishalmi. So the Chayyadim said, no, that maybe there's a difference, that maybe Amaytzi Lechem in Aretz, you can't say the word Aretz, but in Benji, you don't say, you say Aretz for Amazon, but you don't say this Lechem came out of this Aretz. So maybe benching and hamotzi are different. So we pimpled about this earlier in the year. But back to our story. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Why you're not yetzei with matzah shel tevel? The fact that you're not yetzei, it's a Mishnah. Why you're not yetzei? So the Gemara has a whole razzle-dazzle, fancy-schmancy drasha. The Gemara says that it says, L'soichel of chametz, shivish yom tochel of matzah. The Torah puts the issur of chametz together with the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. So the Gemara has the following drasha. That you can only be yetzei matzah with something that's also mishum chametz, something that's also for other reasons. That's not called achilas matzah. That drasha l'sechel of chametz shivish yom tochel matzah is such a handy drasha. We use it all the time. That's the source that matzah has to be from something that's bala dechimutz. We spoke about this also this year. How do you know that the word lechem in halacha means chamesh min hadagon? Bishteit. So this is the source. The Gemara says that the Torah compares chametz to matzah. And chametz is a physical, chemical thing. So we know that wheat, barley, those kinds of things make chametz. Rice and quinoa don't make things into, they don't ferment into becoming, potato starch doesn't make things into fermented to become chametz. So therefore, it's just as those other kinds of medium are excluded from the din of chametz, they're excluded from the mitzvah of matzah. And if they're not called matzah, so then we have a gzeri shava lechem lechem. It says lechem by afreshes chala, and it says lechem by benching, and it says lechem by chodosh. So whenever there's a din of grains and lechem, so it only means these five mediums. So everything started from this pasuk, l'sechel of chametz. The fact that the Torah compares the two. Then there's another din of l'sechel of chametz which teaches me that how do you know that women are chayavos in achilas matzah? Shouldn't it be as by grama? So the Gemara in the third Perek of Pesachim is the same drasha. L'sechel of chametz. Whoever is also need chametz is b'chuyuf to eat matzah. So this is a very, very handy drasha. Just every 20 blad of Pesachim, this drasha keeps on coming up, this comparison. So here also, the Gemara interprets in the second Perek of Pesachim that only something that's also mishum chametz, you can be yaitzei matzah, whereas tevel is also mishum tevel. So it's also mishum tevel. So then you can't be yaitzei matzah with it. So the Gemara has problems with that, even though it's also mishum tevel, but it's also mishum chometz, right? Isn't it? Like, why is that? What kind of drush is that? There's also an issur of chometz. So it's on that the Gemara goes down a whole path called Issachal Isser. There's a whole discussion of Shimon and the Rabbanis, a whole about the details of Eid Issachal Isser. But if you learn that entire sugya, Neflam and Halem and Vavim Sachim, the Gemara has a whole lumdish, fascinating discussion about why you can't be Yaitzeh Matzah with Matzah Shel Tevel. There's one thing that's glaringly missing. And what is that? The three magic words. The Gemara never says this. The Gemara never says it. Those words don't appear in the text of the Gemara whatsoever. So it's interesting, even though those words don't appear in the Gemara, according to some, the Rambam held that is the ultimate reason why. The Rambam is a whole razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah, why that Gemara Shlok Halacha, and that was Rabbi Shimon, and we follow the Rabbanan, and there is a whole chagadja, no pun intended, that some Acharonim read into the Rambam, that it turns out the Rambam does, he's at Ches HaMeisim, a mitzvah by Bever when it comes to Matzah. But the simple reading of the Gemara is not that way. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Taka is no din of mitzvah by Bever, b'chlal on Achilles Matzah. That's how the Rosh seems to learn. The Rosh says that you can't be yaitz with matzah gezula, but not because of mitzvah be'aveira. You can't be yaitz with stolen matzah because there's a din of lachem and matzah. I was say lachem and matzah. It says arisa seichem bechala. We derive matzah from chala. So the Rosh claims that there are other zaitik reasons, other tangential reasons that you can't be yaitz with stolen matzah. But fundamentally, there is no psul of mitzvah be'aveira. So the question: all do we shem bothered with? So why not? So here we have, on the one hand, we have a gemara sukkah that talks about mitzvah be'aveira, and gemara is quoting psukim for it, and then you have Pirvarivya, we seem to totally ignore mitzvah b'aveira. Then you have matzah. It's the simple pshat of the Gemara is there's no shaychus to mitzvah b'aveira. So when do we say mitzvah b'aveira? When don't we say it? What is the key? What is the answer to this riddle? When do we apply mitzvah b'aveira? Somehow, by lulav we do apply it to. By matzah we seem to ignore it. By pirvu we seem to ignore it. Because chinuch only answered half the question. He only solved the pirvu part. But even the Mechaz Chinuch would have to deal with the matzah part. So why is mitzvah b'aveira missing from the table in the sugya of achilas matzah? So Tosfos leaves this hanging in the third of my Mekayim. It says, "Mi utame a perikol shod." There's any yetz b'tevel darsh mikra. Table of mitzvah b'aveira. Achli suvid of the matzah. Tosfos doesn't explain what's going. What the answer to this question is. So there is a major machlekes harishayim within Tosfos themselves. There are different opinions within the Balei Tosfos about this psul of mitzvah b'aveira. So here the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, in the beginning of Luv Agoz, Dav Chavtes, that there's a psul of mitzvah b'aveira. And the Gemara quotes it from a strange place, from the Navi Malachi. So we've said this many, many times, that when you have a din that appears in Shas, and the Gemara comes up with a pasuk from the Vimuksuvim, that's always a red flag, because we don't really know what that means, that it's learned out for Pesukim. It can't mean that the Navi came and said, "I have a nevuah from the Rosh Hashanah to add a din to the Torah." That's a Navi Sheker. It's kind of chenik for that. That's not what's happening here. So what is the nature of this idea that a Pesukim is described in the Navi? So the Gemara in a few places raises this question. Sometimes the Gemara asks the Kasha, sometimes the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha. But in a few places the Gemara quotes a Pesukim from Navi for a din, and the Gemara will say, "And what do we do before that Navi was born? Like what does that mean?" The Gemara says, "Hilchosam yas b'chiru akra." That this was really the Pashim Shad, as it was Halacha Moshe Messina. It was part of a Tosha Ba'peh. The Navi is not being Mechadish just as din. The Navi is simply recording a pre-existing din. Let's say, Havlof of Dolos, if somebody was writing a novel about an Orthodox Jewish family, so they would probably at some point describe, "Oh yeah, and on Friday night they made Kiddush." Oh, so that novelist was Mechadish Kiddush. Before the novel was written, nobody made Kiddush? That's nonsense. The author is simply describing something that everyone has been doing for quite some time before. So in his storybook, so he's telling you what happened. So Lahava of Abdullah, the Navi's writing his storybook. I mean, it's a little bit of a different novel. So it's written, it's given to Menavua for the Rav Shalom, but he is telling over a story, and in the process of telling over the story, the Navi Malachi is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. He's saying, "Stop bringing your stolen karbonas for Vesmas and Gozal. It's a terrible thing, you bring your stolen karbonas." So we scratch your head and say, "And what's so terrible about stolen karbonas?" So the Navi, if you'd ask the Navi, he'd say to you, "What's wrong with it? The Ishpi Pishalach was sitting, you can't bring stolen karbonas." You know why? Because mitzvah b'aveira. So the Navi is not mechadish to us this din. The Navi is simply giving us Musar and a Nevuah that is based on the premise that you already know this din exists. So that's not a Navi Rosh Lechadish. Navi is not being Mechadish something. He's just simply relating to something that we already know. What is the source of the din? It must be Tashba, it must be Halacha Moshe Messina. Or maybe it's different, maybe no. Maybe what it means is, if the Navi is recording in Halacha, what that means is that Bizman Hanavihim, or maybe a little bit before that, whatever it was, there was a Takanas Chachamim to make this to institute this din, that the din of Mitzvah Aveir was not around from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Some based it between Moshe Rabbeinu and Malachi. Maybe Malachi's based it. I don't know who made this takona. Somebody made this takona that there's a concept called the Mitzvah Aveir. So it doesn't mean that the Navi is telling us about a pre-existing din deraisa. The Navi is relating to us a new existing now, whatever generation made this gezeira, this din derabbanan, of a din derabban. So it's always very, very unclear. It's like Lamashal, the Gemara has in Kedushin, that if you want to sell somebody metaltalin, you don't want to bother making a Maisekinyan, so if you're selling him karka also, all you have to do is make the Maisekinyan on the karka, and the metaltalin on Niknum. We spoke about this, but Ikimatafel, right? Kirinagav. It's din called Kirinagav. We use it for Mechiris Chometz, one of the Kinyanim we use, the Kirinagav. So the Gemara quotes, how do you know there's a concept of Kinyan Agav, Ishtate? The Gemara quotes, a Paskin Divrei Yom. That's in Ksuvim, for those who are not aware of it. That's in Tanakh, for those who never heard of it. That's in Ksuvim, tucked away at the end of Kisra Kodesh. So there's a big Machlokes Tais in different places, there's a different opinions about this. Did the Gemara mean this was Halacha Mashtir, it's a Din Deraisa, that the Pesukim and Ksuvim are just referencing a din that it was around for the last 1,000 years, or is this some kind of a takonas hachamim that was instituted at this point in history about Kinyan Agav? So Tosfos in one place claims Kinyan Agav is derabbanan, in one place it claims deraisa. Chaps nafkmin from Mechiras Chometz. It's important Tosfos. See, again, whenever you have these kinds of psukim of nevim and ksuvim, it's not always crystal clear what direction we're going to go in.
The Gemara said it's a halach mashmir. We said that maybe it's instituted by Bistin.
No, the Gemara never says Allah Hussein. The Gemara only says it sometimes. The Gemara sometimes asks the question. The Gemara, let's say, the Moshe quotes a din that appears in the Navi Yecheskel. So the Navi Yecheskel says that an Orel is not right to do Avodah the Beis Mikdash. Shekoin Orel is possible Avodah. It says Beferish in the Navi Yecheskel. The Gemara says it doesn't say that anywhere in Chumash. It says an Orel can't eat Korban Pesach. It doesn't say he can't bring the Korbanos. So the Gemara says, Ad the Asi Yecheskel, Man Amra. Until Yecheskel came, who was this from? So the Gemara says, the Hilchasa. It was a Hilchasa Gemirila. So Rashi claims in other places in Shas when the Gemara uses the phrase Hilchasa Gemirila, it means Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's the simple pshat. The Rabbah may have a little bit of a different nuance to that, but Rashi's of the favorite Hilchasa Gemirila means that's synonymous with Halacha Moshe Misinai. Here the Gemara doesn't ask the question. By Agav it doesn't ask the question. By Mitzvah Aveir doesn't ask the question. So there's no reference in the Gemara proper. So the Rishonim throw their hands up, they're not sure. So Taisus in Maseches Sukkah, the fourth of the Rambam Kamis writes, the time of the Mitzvah Aveir lav deraisa midrabbanan. Taisus says that Mitzvah Aveir is only midrabbanan. The whole thing is only midrabbanan. If that's true, then that would be the answer to Taisus Kash in Sukkah Daf Lamed. When Taisus asks, why do I need a pasuk to disqualify Matzah Shel Tevel? Typically it's a Mitzvah Aveir. What's the answer? It's a Bavir, it's not a Psul Deraisa. The Gemara is looking for a Psul Deraisa. So Taisus and Sukkah that didn't give that answer obviously backpedal for what they wrote in Daftes. There are different Taisus, different Balei Taisus are weighing in on this question. So according to those Balei Taisus who hold that Mitzvah Bavir is only with the Rabbanan, that would explain why Mitzvah Bavir doesn't appear in the Sugya about Matzah Shel Tevel. The Gemara is trying to disqualify it with the Deraisa, and you're claiming it's only Mitzvah Bavir would only disqualify it with the Rabbanan. So that's one possibility. One could argue that even according to those Deis and Taisus that claim the Mitzvah Aveir is only midrabbanan, maybe it's only midrabbanan out of the realm of Karbonos, because it could be that the original Pasuk is Taka Deraisa. The original application is appears in the Navi Malachi, he's talking about Karbonos, so maybe that's a different standard. Maybe there is Taka Din of Mitzvah Aveir midrabbanan. The fact that we extrapolate it and we extend it to other mitzvahs, maybe that's Taka only midrabbanan. So it's not 100% clear, even if you go down the route to Rabbanan, just how derabbanan you are. But clearly by other mitzvahs, it would only be midrabban, according to that opinion. What if you don't buy into that thesis? What if you take the Gemara as Hukhsa Gemirula, that even though the Gemara doesn't say it, but we accept that it's a din midrais, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So why doesn't it make its grandiose appearance in Hukhsa Pesachim, in Hukhsa Matzah? Why is it lacking there? So the sixth of the Mamakoymus, the Ramban has a comment. The Ramban suggests that the Torah she ain't betevel to the mitzvah b'aver, and they should be able to sack in. The mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply to tevel. There's something, a quirk about the aver of tevel. It's not that matzah doesn't lend itself to mitzvah b'aver. The iser of tevel is not called an aver. Why is that? It's an iser misim deshemayim. Why is it not called an aver? It's a very, very low level kind of an aver in the sense of it's easily rectifiable. You can just take off a little bit of trumas and maizes and call it a day. So it's not a mitzvah b'aveira. Aveira, something that you can't correct it. So that's called a mitzvah b'aveira. Whereas something which is easily fixable, easily correctable, that would not qualify as a mitzvah b'aveira. This answer of the Ramban is not going to help the Puruvu story. the pruvu, the woman's an eved to you. It's not exactly biyado or lasakein. So that wouldn't qualify to mitigate the issue of mitzvah b'avera. So again, these are some of the answers that are floating around Rishonim. Some Rishonim say the reason why it doesn't appear in matzah is because mitzvah b'avera itself is only midrabanan. Some say even if it's deraisa by kosher, maybe by matzah is midrabanan. The Ramban claims it doesn't apply to the avera of tevel because it's yadu l'sakin. So different Rishonim have different ways to try to explain why it's miskin action, this svara of mitzvah b'avera.
How would the Ramban work for yadu l'sakin? How would that work for
so that's not called, yeah, but then I would have to steal it again in order to get it back again. That's not called yadu v'sakin. It's not me yadu for me to sack in the yisra and then to have the chavetz shel mitzvah here. Yadu l'sakin b'matzah, I can eat this matzah behet there. I'll just take off a little piece and sure enough, you have to eat the same piece of matzah. Whereas by gezeila, if I return it back to the guy, then it's not biyadu to use anymore. He has to give me rishus to use it again. So that's not called biyadu l'sakin.
So it's biyadu from this.
I think so. So there is another popular answer that's presented in the Rishonim to why mitzvah b'aver is missing in action in the sugya of achilas matzah. This answer appears in the Ridva in Daftas and Maseches Sukkah. It also appears in Rabbeinu Peretz, also Rabbeinu Peretz and Maseches Psachim. So it's the same teres. The Ridva quotes it from the Shittas HaTosus again. The word Tosus in Rishonim could mean a half a dozen things. There are many, many different compilations of Aliyah Tosus. So the ones that we have on the page are the famous ones that we have. But we had Rishonim who had access. There are others that we have in print. We have Tosus Rebbeinu Peretz, and we have certain Masechta Zerosh. We have Tosus Shans. There are a few. We have odds and ends of different manuscripts of Aliyah Tosus. And then there are some that we didn't even have anymore that different Rishonim were privy to. So anyone who came from those yeshivas, from that Derech HaLimud of the Aliyah Tosus, if you wrote a book, it's called Tosus. So there are different, Tosus means editions. So in many, many different editions. So sometimes you find in Rishonim identical. Sometimes you read Tosus Rosh, it's identical we have on the page. And sometimes not. Sometimes you look in Tosus Rebbeinu Peretz, it is identical. And sometimes it's not. So here we have in Tosus that don't appear in our page. We don't have this opinion anywhere in the printed page in an our version of Tosus. But you have Rebbeinu Peretz is quoted as saying it, and the Ritva is quoting it, maybe from Rebbeinu Peretz and from others, the following suggestion. So in the fifth Rambam comes the second line tirtz b'taisus the lake lemeir mitzvah b'beavera ela b'davar abola ratza is kekarben v'lulav lo b'shay mitzvahs. So taisus the Ritva claims that maybe mitzvah b'beavera applies ben Torah by very very few mitzvahs. What kind of mitzvahs? So in Talmud Bavli, the only place that appears is Karbonos, that's in Sukkah Deflamin, and by Lulav, Sukkah Deflamin. So argues the Bali Atais that the Ritva is referencing, that mitzvah b'aveira is limited to those kinds of mitzvahs. Mayai, what's the connection between Karbonos and Lulav? So the Ritva quotes this new idea called mitzvah b'aleratzis, that there are many mitzvahs that we do that I'm not presenting anything to the Rabban Shalom, but a person, let's say, is a mitzvah. The guy's been kiddish. So that's not a ritzoy to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I'm not coming to appease the Rebbeinu Shlomo with anything. I'm just doing it. Tziva Hashem is Baruch. Because Baruch tells me to, give me another mitzvah. Adventures. That's not a ritzoy to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. A korban is a ritzoy to Rosh Hashanah. That's l'rotz l'hem b'fnei Hashem. T'rech l'chach l'Hashem. That's like a gift, like a presentation, an appeasement to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's what a korban is. So a lulav, it doesn't exactly say that in Chumash, that a lulav is an appeasing to Rebbeinu Shalom, but a korban has something very, very, a lulav has something very, very strange to it that makes it very, very similar to korbanos. So the din is that you have to do na'anuim on your lulav. If you take your lulav, minat Torah, all you have to do is with agbe nafik be. You have to pick up the lulav and asuk and shut. Once it's in your hand, then you picked it up and shut, you ate to the mitzvah. So the Mishnayos describe the notion of na'anuim, that you have to shake it. So how do you shake your lulav and esrog? So the Gemara says you shake it the same way when you bring a korban mincha. So you have to do nanuim. There are different things of korbanos. Shokatruv v'chazeyatnufa. There are parts of korban shlomim that you do nanuim on. So those certain kinds of avedis in the Beis Hamikdash, certain korbanos require nanuim. You have to shake and wave in all directions. The Gemara says that those dinim of waving carry over to lulav as well. So what kind of strange connection is that? It sounds like that somehow the mitzvah of lulav is a retinigah mitzvah, the ratzel of Hashem, that the tenufas or the nanuim are part of our presentation to Rabban Shalom. So somehow the halacha is building into the mitzvah d'alaminim this idea of na'anuim. So therefore, Tosfos writes that on the level of the araisa, we are going to apply the principle of mitzvah b'aveira only to those things that you're giving us like a gift as an appeasement to Rabban Shalom. The Gemara says in Sukkah, the world of Machshava, but it's related, the Gemara says that here you're trying to give a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're giving him stolen goods. That's how you present the gift to Rabban Shalom. You're trying to appease yourself to Rabban Shalom, so you give him something that you know that he detests. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't stand the gazela, so that's what I'm presenting to Rabban Shalom. You want to do a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah, you're not presenting a gift to Rabban Shalom, so go. We're not advocating stealing things, but then that we can live with. But you want to give a gift to Rabban Shalom, that's a terrible thing. That's a steer to the gift to Rabban Shalom. So that's what these Rishonim are saying. That's a Svar Midaraisa. And therefore, Lulav is closer to the model of Korbanah. So it's really a big Chiddush that Lulav is closer to the model because of Nanuim. Why do you do Nanuim altogether? The Mishnah says, Heichem Nanea, the Mishnah in the third pack of Sukkah starts out by telling us, where do you do Nanuim? So hold up Tchilu B'Saif, and you do Anash HaMashiach, Machleg Zatanaim, Halakha Begilah, where are you doing Nanuim? Where did this Nanuim even, what are you doing Nanuim for? So there's a major machlekes that we've shown him. Is this Nanuim actually part of the mitzvah of the Tilas Lulav? Or maybe you got it all wrong. It's not doing the Tilas Lulav. What is this? It's part of Hallel. That since you have there's a din that you say a Hallel with your Lulav and Esreg, so part of Hallel requires the Nanuim. The Anash HaMashiach and HaHadol HaShem Kitov is nothing to do with the mitzvah of Lulav. It's a Kiyum and Hallel. So my nafkamina. So the Bishayim have a machlekes that the Gemara uses a lashon that when you shake a lulav, not lo min anebo. So does that mean that after you finish, you make a bracha, you pick up a lulav, you're supposed to shake the lulav? We all do that. Everyone knows it says in the article Machzor that when you make alatil's lulav, and you pick up the lulav, you turn your esrog up, so whatever you do, then you shake it all directions. So the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that. So the Bishayim have a machlekes, you have to do that. So some Rishonim say, of course you have to do that. That's the Ik Nanuim. The mitzvah is the Tilas Lulav with the Nanuim, so of course you have to do that. Another Rishonim say, no, you don't. You when you get the Hallel, you do the Nanuim in Hallel. What are you doing Nanuim at the beginning of, before you even start Hallel for? So there seems to be a machlekes in Rishonim whether Nanuim is a Kiyum in Lulav, Nanuim is a Kiyum in Hallel. So this Taisus, these Balei Taisus that are being quoted by the Ridvar, by the parents, are assuming that they're Kiyum of Lulav, that because there's a din of Nanuim, like Karbonos, therefore it's a category of a Bolaratos. The Bolaratos is a din of Mitzvah B'Aveira. So the Ridvar rejects this Teretz. He quotes the Rishami, because the Rishami, Taka does speak about Mitzvah B'Aveira by Matzah. The Bavli doesn't, but the Rishami does. So the Ridvar says, if those Balaratos are right, then the Rishami's wrong. To which what would those Balaratos say? Right, Rishami's not right. That's why the Bavli left it out. The Balei Tosfos would explain that there's gufa machlokes between the Bavli and the Rishami about this very nekuda. So again, it's unclear, a lot of ambiguity about this principle of mitzvah b'aveira. Some Rishonim are yelling and screaming it doesn't exist in the Torah. Some are saying it only exists by Karbonos in the Torah. Some are saying it doesn't apply by mitzvah shebe'ah l'sakin. Others are saying it doesn't apply by mitzvahs that are not the l'ratzos. So you have to plug all this in to the sugyas of matzah, add into the sugyas of peribarivya. So according to some of these answers, we'll understand why mitzvah b'aveira doesn't appear by matzah. We'll understand why it doesn't appear by peribarivya. According to some of these answers, maybe we'll understand by some and not by others. So there's a lot of factors that go into this equation. But l'maisa, the bottom line is that the Gemara doesn't say mitzvah b'aveira by matzah. That is true. The Gemara never says it, at least in Talmud Bavli explicitly. Whether it exists or not is up for grabs. When it comes to the mitzvah of Rivia, the Gemara for sure doesn't say it. And the Mechaz Chiruch claims the reason why is because of the uniqueness of the mitzvah of Rivia. There's no Baisa. And we're backpedaling, saying, no, maybe that's not the reason. Maybe the reason why there's no mitzvah of Rivia is for one of these other technical, logistical reasons that the Rabban, it's not Ritzah, hit in the air, other possible reasons why it doesn't appear. So even though the Gemara... Yeah.
Haven't we said previously that anything that's mentioned in Yerushalmi is not directly contradicted by something in the Baal Yishuv?
So that's the question, is it directly contradicted? So many Rishonim say it is directly contradicted.
The
Yerushalmi says there is a problem of mitzvah b'aveira by Matzah Tevel, and the Bavli doesn't say one way or the other. So some Rishonim say the Bavli doesn't say it because it's not true, because the Bavli holds Yerushalmi is wrong. And other Rishonim say, no, the Bavli didn't say it, because whatever reason they didn't say it, but the Yerushalmi may also be right. So it's out of the question for the person to have the matzah shell tevel, because matzah shell tevel is treif. But there is a question that is raised. The Shekhar Zari has a whole discussion about this. Is that, wait a second, hold the phone. Maybe we can sanction eating matzah shell tevel based on the principle of, catch this one. Remember we spoke about this? Esedocha, Lo sasei. Remember we said that mitzvah b'aveira only begins when esed doch lo sasei fails. Well, every time you have a clash between mitzvahs and aveiras, you have to always ask yourself, well, maybe this is subject to the rules of esed doch lo sasei. If it is, that's not a mitzvah b'aveira anymore. The only problem is there are many, many rules that govern esed doch lo sasei. It's got to be in, it's got to, there are a lot of limitations on esed doch lo sasei. So the Sheikh Isaiah is a whole discussion. How come in the whole sugya of matzah shel tevel we don't bump into esed doch lo sasei? Let the mitzvah of matzah be doicha the issur of tevel. So the simple answer is that tevel, the issur of tevel, is not subject to the rule of dechia because it's what's called an issur hachomor. The Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos tells us that esed doch lo sasei doesn't apply all the time. It only applies for an esed to be doicha lo sasei hakal. Let's say, for example, tzitzis can be doicha. Shatnez is a very, very low level of tzitzis. It's only malchus. Well, let's say shav benega taras. Something from yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah that the Gemara says that if you have a baby and the baby has a taras and the place is orla, so the mitzvah of milah is doicha the issur of cutting off taras. To cut off your nega taras is an issur diaraisa. So the mitzvah essay of milah is doicha that lochalos essay. Because the lav of Yisham Negat Tzeras is a very low level, it's just an Issur Malkus. But if you have an Issur HaChomer, let's say you have an Issur Koris, so you don't say Esed Doch Lo Sasei. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos, that let's say a woman falls for Yivam to you, and she happens to be someone who's also to you. She's your wife's sister, she's your this, she's the mother, whatever, different cases, that in theory, your brother was married to this woman, but you're not allowed to marry this woman. So the Mishnah says, there's no Yivam no Chalitza. So the Gemara says, why not? Esed Doch Lo Sasei. So after seven blot, the Gemara finally says that you don't say Esed Doch Lo Sasei when the Isra is an Issa Kareh, so it's an Issa Chomor, that's not included in the Sugya of Esed Doch Lo Sasei. That's what the Sheikh Isaiah discusses, that the Issa Tevel is an Issa Misa B'dei Shemayim. So maybe that's the reason why Esed Doch Lo Sasei doesn't appear in this Sugya. So Tosfos really asked this question in a little bit of a different context. Tosfos in the 13th of Ramakamas quoted a very famous question of the Rishalmi. Rishalmi is commenting on Psukim in the Navi Yehoshua. It's a good day. We had some Bible today, a little Tanakh today. So in the Navi Yehoshua, we had the first Navi and the last Navi, from Yeshua to Malachi. So in Sefer Yehoshua, the Psukim described that when Klai Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, that first Pesach that they celebrated in Eretz Yisrael, so they crossed the Yard there on the 10th day of Nisan, and then they encamped out outside Yericho. And the Pesukim described they brought a Korban Pesach. It was the 14th day of Nisan. The Pesach, the Pharisee brought a Korban Pesach. And then the Pesach says that they started to eat matzah b'machras Pesach. They didn't start to eat matzah until the next day. So it's not 100% clear what the next day is. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the next day means the day, not the day after the Korban Pesach. It means the day after the first day of Pesach. That they actually didn't eat matzah on the first night of Pesach itself. So the Rishalmi raised the question, why not? Why didn't they eat matzah? Was there a mitzvah achilas matzah? So why does the pasuk say that the yechum me'over aretz matzah v'kolui be'etzim emezer? They didn't start eating until the day after the first day of Pesach. What happened? So the Yishalmi says very, very simple, that all the matzah that they found was all treif. Why was it all treif? It was all what? It was all chadash. It was all new grain. And the thing is that you're not letting the new grain until you bring the Korban Omer. So you didn't bring the Korban Omer until the 16th day of Nisan. They were bringing Korbanos. That was the Mishkan was quasi-functioning in some shape or form at that time. So they couldn't eat the Chodesh, couldn't eat the new grain until the 16th day. On most years, so you have to use grain left over from last year. So we save our grain from some flour from last year. We'll make batzas, we'll have a yoshin, dig a grain. But if all you have is chadash in front of you, that's a problem. Because then it's a deraisa. That's a lechem b'kol v'chad l'soch. That's a mizay. Now they eat chadash. So the Gemara says that they couldn't eat the matzah because l'maisa there was no matzah that was kosher. So Tosfos quotes a kasha that Yerushalmi Makshin the 13th of Rambam Kaimis lam lo ochlu matzah v'chadash. You have the S. You have to have matzah. You have to say the chadash. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi and he asks the question: why do you say esed d'chalosa say that the mitzvah after the matzahs b'deche the lav of eating chadash? So Tosfos quotes from Yerushalmi, the ain't essay to come a dibur dochla says the achra dibur. Yerushalmi is a psachidish that, at least Tosfos read it this way, Yerushalmi is a chidish that an essay that was given to us before Maimon Har Sinai can't be deicha los essay that was given after Maimon Har Sinai. Most of the mitzvah Torah were given after Maimon Har Sinai, but a few were given before. Matzah was one of the mitzvahs that was given in Mitzrayim, right? After Matzah, before Parshas Yisroel. So Tosfos quotes from Yerushalmi that they claim saying that an essay, the Korma Dibur, can't be doicha alos essay shal yachad dibur. Why in the world that should be so? So that's a lot of lumdus as to why the klal should not be so, but that's what Tosfos claims. And then Taisa says, Inami Yeshlemik, the Gzera Kzai Shishon, the Kzai Shedi. Then Taisa says, the second there doesn't appear in the Rishalmi. Taisa is guessing that maybe the answer to the Kasha is that Inuch Inami. The Taka, the mitzvah of Matzu can be Deichet Alav of Chadosh, Minat Torah, but Chazal were afraid, the Beis of Rishubinu were afraid that if we let people eat the Matzu the first night of Pesach, that'll be good as long as they're only eating exactly Kazayas. The minute that they go overboard and eat more than a kezayis, then they're going to be eating a chadash, shalom b'mokha mitzvah. So l'chor, that'll be asur. So it's too risky. So what are you going to tell a guy? You have to eat exactly kezayis. So the chadish is kezayis. This on is, how are you going to know who's going to be careful? How are you going to figure out exactly what a kezayis is? You're obviously going to eat a little bit more. So Taisus writes that maybe that's the reason why the Midat Torah, you should say Esed Echlus. If you had Ruch HaKodesh and you knew exactly what the Kazai says, it should not be okay. But Midat Rabban, it's not practical. Gezer Kazai Shrishon, Otu Kazai Shedi. That's what Taisus presents in the second Teretz. So the Acharonim go to town with this Taisus, is that it's clear from Taisus that any subsequent matzah that you're eating, but Lela Seder is not a mitzvah. If it would be a mitzvah, then you would say Esed Echlus. So there's a famous sheet that's Agra that already appears in some Rishayim that says that any matzah eat on the third day Chalamot is also a mitzvah. Or there's an Itziv, is Bedaik, and a Rambam. Any matzah eat at least at Lel HaSeder is considered to be a mitzvah. So Taisus either didn't buy into those sheetahs, or maybe Taisus held that those mitzvahs of eating more matzah either the whole week or at least at Lel HaSeder, those are mitzvah kiyumuses. And a mitzvah kiyumus doesn't have the koyach to be dei chesurim. Only a chiyuv mitzvah has the koyach to be dei chesurim. So Bechonin claims, the Machlekes Rishayim, about that nekuda, whether you need a mitzvah chiyuvus or even a mitzvah kiyumus suffices. So again, the Gemara doesn't have any of this. Talmud Bavli doesn't discuss Etzer Dechalose, Nish by Tevel, Nish by Chadosh. It's the Yerushalmi that Tosfos dug up, the Shagasari by Tevel. All of a sudden, a whole brand new discussion in the different sources about when do we apply the principle of Etzer Dechalose if the Matzah is considered to be treif. So I hope this just completes our general sugya here about the connections between the Chalas Matzah and Pirvah Rivya, that the two mitzvahs are compared and contrasted by the Shagasari and later by others, both in terms of the issue of being part of Bishas Maisa, does that impact on the fulfillment of the mitzvah? Then number two, if you did the Maisa mitzvah, whatever that is, the Aveira, does that impact on the fulfillment of the mitzvah as well? So the answer to those two questions may not be the same by Matzah but per view. Maybe it is, maybe the answers are the same, but it opens up a lot of different worlds in terms of a lot of lumdas and cross currents between these two mitzvahs, considering these two klal and halacha. Okay. We'll stop it up. Okay. What we'll do off the mitzvah Shem starting tomorrow is we'll do a little bit more lemaisa. We have 2 days, two, 3 days of lumdas, a little bit more lemaisa in terms of, we'll go through the Leila Seder a little bit, just recap and highlight some of the things to be aware of.